Since April of 1985, this is the DX Audio Service. National Radio
Club. Welcome to the National Radio Club's DX Audio Service for August 2011. This is issue number 317. If you'd like to write to us, our address is the DX Audio Service, Post Office Box 473251, Aurora, Colorado 80047-3251. Email for general inquiries is sales, S-A-L-E-S, at nrcdxas.org. A yearly cassette subscription to the DX Audio Service for U.S.-Canadian members is $28. Tapes are sent by first-class mail, and you keep your cassettes. To subscribe or renew, make a check payable to the National Radio Club and send them to me at the address that I just mentioned, or you can log on to our website at www.nrcdxas.org and sign up using the PayPal credit card system. Or if you're on the internet, you can sign up to the electronic version, EDXN, and get your DX Audio Service in MP3 format. A subscription to EDXN is only $15. Just point your browser to www.e-dxn.com and subscribe online with PayPal, but subscribe only if you're able to download and navigate a web service without assistance. Well, without the assistance of Dave Alpert, we wouldn't know what's going on the AM dial. So here's Dave all the way from Los Angeles.
Thanks, Fred. Dave Alpert here with the National Radio Club's DX Audio Service AM Switch, number 28. Let's start out the August edition, as usual, with call letter changes. 660 WPYT in Willensburg, Pennsylvania, takes on an old Pittsburgh call sign, WAMO. In Portland, Oregon, we say goodbye to an old three-letter call as 750 KXL takes the new call sign of KXTG. 920 WVOH in Hazelhurst, Georgia becomes WHJD. 970 WVOV Danville, Virginia is now WMPW. 1110 KIMO in Key High, Hawaii changes to KAOL. 1140 KQZB in Lake Isabella, California becomes KVLI. 1190 KMFX up in Durenberger country, Wabasha, Minnesota takes up a W call, WBHA. And finally, 1470 KEPL, Estes Park, Colorado is now KRBR. CP's on the air, 540 WXYG in Sauk Rapids, Minnesota. New station now on the air with U4 250 watts day and night, using 3 at night. They're reported to be playing classic rock with AM 540 the GOAT as a slogan. And they've been heard in Nebraska, Illinois, Indiana, and Ohio. Give a listen for this one. 550 Anchorage, Alaska, KTZN's construction permit for U1 3100 watts day and 5000 watts night is now on the air since they relocated to the tower of co-owned KENI 650, which is taller than the old KTZN tower. The daytime power was required to be reduced from the original 5 kilowatts in order to theoretically cover the same area during daytime operations. 950 WPEN in Philadelphia is now on with U4, 43,000 watts day, 21,000 at night. 980 KGLN, Glenwood Springs, Colorado, now on with U1, 2,000 watts day, 225 watts night, doubling their daytime power. 1050 WBQH, Silver Spring, Maryland, is on the air with their CP for U1, 10 kilowatts day, 44 watts night. They increase their daytime power. 1060 Canon, Ohio, WILB, is now on with D4, 15,000 watts day, critical hours power, 15,000 watts, no night operations. They added the critical hours operation. 1210 KQEQ, Fowler, California, their CP for U5, 5 kilowatts day, 370 watts night, on the air. Their day pattern is basically a large circle to the southeast with a small blip to the northwest. 1260 KBSZ, Apache Junction, Arizona, on the air now with U1, 3,500 watts day and 50 at night from a relatively short 85-foot tower. 1320 KCTC, West Sacramento, California, is now licensed to West Sacramento with U4, 5,000 watts day and night. City of license changed from Sacramento. 1320 WJAS in Pittsburgh is now on the air with U4, 7 kilowatts day, 3,300 watts night. 1360 KNGN, McCook, Nebraska, remains D1, 1,000 watts daytime only from a new 108-foot tower. 1370 WVIE, Pikesville, Maryland, has their CP for U4, 50 kilowatts day, 24 kilowatts night. With the increase in nighttime power, that pattern remains unchanged, favoring the southeast, except for the size. 1420 KJDL, Lubbock, Texas, is now on with U1, 500 watts day, 140 watts night. With this action, they have decreased their nighttime power, gone from U2 to U1, and consolidated their transmitter sites and become a one-site operation. 1450 KQTE, Hellendale, California, a new station on the air with U1, 250 watts day and night. 1450 KOBO, Yuba City, California, now on the air with U1, 160 watts day, 500 at night. 1460 WJTI, West Allis, Wisconsin, has now been licensed to West Allis after moving from Racine with U4, 1,000 watts day, 240 watts night, relocating to the tower site of WGLB 1560. The daytime pattern directs the bulk of the signal to the southeast, and the nighttime pattern is to the northeast. And finally, 1480 WYZE Atlanta, Georgia, their CP for U1, 10,000 watts day, 44 watts night, is now on the air. Moving on to FCC actions, 580 WLVA, Lynchburg, Virginia, having operated under an STA with U1, 250 watts day and 15 watts night from a long wire antenna while engineering changes were being made to move from 590 kilohertz, swapping frequencies with co-owned WLES Bonaire, WLVA has now gone silent under an STA. They have a CP to move to 580 with U1, 250 watts day, 15 watts night, diplexing into the tower of WBRG 1050. And 590 WLES Bonaire, Virginia, after moving from 580 WLES, has been granted an extension of an STA with U1, 600 watts day, and 58 watts night. And our last issue, we had the following item. 610 WXVA Winchester, Virginia, granted a CP for U2, 380 watts day, 500 watts night, decreasing daytime power and eliminating directional operation from a new day transmitter site. While that piqued the interest of NRC member Perry Crabble, who paid a visit to the studios and reports back that the personnel there claim there is no night site, even though the filing at the FCC says there is. WXVA has been reported to be back on, featuring a full-service greatest hits of all time, 1950s through current format. According to a staff member there, quote, the station is currently operating with 390 watts directional daytime, but has applied for 125 watts non-directional full-time. WXVA was granted an STA for U1, 125 watts day and night from a folded unipole antenna in April. When we get this all sorted out, we will let you know. 770 KJCB Lafayette, Louisiana is licensed for U2, 1 kilowatt daytime, 500 watts nighttime. KJCB filed for a silent STA due to a component failure in April. Now they have a file for an STA using 1,000 watts day, 125 watts night, using a long wire antenna, as they have lost the lease on their transmitter site. 890, the CP for Olivehurst, California. New station granted with U4, 350 watts day, 250 watts night from two towers. The day pattern is basically a circle headed northeast anchored at Olivehurst, while the night pattern is two circular lobes headed northeast and southwest. The southwest lobe is about twice the size as the northeast lobe. Olivehurst is in California, 64 miles southeast of Marysville and Yuba City. 900 WATV, Birmingham, Alabama, presently licensed for U4, 845 watts day, 150 at night. WATV lost its tower to a tornado on April 27th, but they've returned under an STA using a 45-foot inverted L antenna with approximately 846 watts until, quote, the WATV tower and facilities can be reconstructed in accordance with the station's license specifications. 970 WDAY, Fargo, North Dakota, is reportedly off the air due to storm damage to their towers. If you're around that area, let us know when it come back on. 1080 WRYT, Edwardsville, Illinois, CP was granted for U7, 500 watts day, 20 watts night, and 380 watts critical hours. The CP added the critical hours designation. 1110 WGNZ Fairborn, Ohio has had their CP granted for U7, 5,000 watts day, 2 watts night, and critical hours power of 1,700 watts. This increases their day power and adds night service. The critical hours operation remains as it was. 1150 WJBO, Baton Rouge, Louisiana, has had their CP granted for U4, 15,000 watts day, 5,000 watts night, increasing the day power. 1230, new station in Terre Haute, Indiana, granted with U1, 1,000 watts day and night from a 278-foot tower located at the northwest side of town. The new 1340 station in Bethel Heights, Arkansas, was granted with U1, 1,000 watts day and night. 1390 KRRZ, Minot, North Dakota, due to flooding in the area. Their transmitter site is underwater. They're now operating under an STA with U1, 1,000 watts day and night from the center tower of co-owned KCJB 910's newly built but yet unused three-tower array southwest of Minot. 1440 WNYG, Medford, New York, has their CP granted to move from Babylon with D1, 1,000 watts daytime only, and relocating the transmitter to the site of WLIM, 1580 Patchogue, New York. 1490 WCHM, Clarksville, Georgia, has their CP granted for U1, 878 watts day and night. They'll increase the height of their tower from 98 to 148 feet in order to install an LPFM antenna. So in order to maintain the same coverage area as previously licensed, the decrease in power is required. 1510 KMYN, Isleta, New Mexico, formerly 1500 at Alamo Community, New Mexico, now has their CP granted to move to 1510 with U1, 5,000 watts day, 25 watts night, critical hours power, 4,200 watts, new tower southwest of Albuquerque. 1590 WGBW, Denmark, Wisconsin, was licensed at Two Rivers with U1, a kilowatt daytime, 33 watts nighttime. WGBW had a CP for U4, 10,000 watts day and 200 watts night, then applied for U4, 10,000 watts day, 50 watts night, which has been approved. Still moving to Denmark. And by the way, last issue, we reported they applied for U4, 10,000 watts day, 500 night, which was in error. Sorry. 1640 WTNI, Biloxi, Mississippi, having operated under an STA with U1, 2,500 watts day and night as they were replacing their tower, WTNI has now returned to their licensed powers of U1, 10,000 watts day, 1,000 watts night. Under construction permit amendments, one change to report, 1470 WLQR, Toledo, Ohio, was licensed for U1, 1,000 watts day and night from a site on the southeast side of Toledo, and WLQR was issued a CP for U4, 1,000 watts day, 700 watts night on the east side of Toledo. Now this amendment requests U4, 1,000 watts day, 690 watts night from the south side of Toledo near the WTOD 1560 site. Moving on to applications, 570. WQDR, Raleigh, North Carolina, applies for U1, 1,000 watts day, 40 watts night. 920 CKNX, Wingham, Ontario, applies for a nested FM repeater on 104.3 to improve service to listeners and provide fill-in coverage at night in areas that are most affected by interference in the current CKNX-licensed area. 930 WBCK, Battle Creek, Michigan, licensed for U4, 5,000 watts day, 1,000 watts night. WBCK is operating under an STA with U4, 5,000 watts day, 250 watts night as a result of storm damage. One of their four towers collapsed, and besides operating with lower nighttime power, both patterns are affected. 1340 WKSN, Jamestown, New York, after operating for many years from a rooftop antenna with U1, 500 watts day, 1,000 watts at night, WKSN has applied to diplex its signal into the tower of co-owned WJTN 1240. Because WJTN's tower is much taller and more efficient than WKSN's short rooftop site, WKSN would reduce their power level to become U1, 260 watts day and 520 watts at night to maintain existing coverage. Hopefully this will help people listen to Kissin', which was their longtime slogan. Under application amendments, 1120 WKAG, Little Falls, New York, new station not yet on the air, has a CP for U2, 1,500 watts day and 250 watts night. They applied for U4, 10,000 watts day and 400 watts night, moving to St. Johnsville, New York. Now they've amended the application to U7, 10,000 watts day, 400 watts night, and critical hour power, 10,000 watts. Still at St. Johnsville. 1260 WWRC, Washington, D.C., is licensed for U4, 5 kilowatts day and night. They applied for U4, 20,000 watts day and 5,000 night. This amendment requests U4, 25,000 watts day and 5,000 watts night. The application for 20,000 watts was rescinded. 1280 WDNT, Dayton, Tennessee, is licensed for U1, 1,000 watts day and 31 watts night. WDNT was taken silent in October 2009 by the owners for financial reasons. Last June, WDNT was sold and the new owners filed for and are operating under an STA with U1, 500 watts day, 31 watts night. They've now applied to return to the original U1, 1,000 watts day, 31 watts night from a new tower site. 1520 WSVX Shelbyville, Indiana is licensed for U4, 1,000 watts day, 250 night. WSVX applied for U1, 260 watts day and 4 watts at night and critical hours power of 260 watts. The critical hours portion of the application has been rescinded, leaving the application as U1, 260 watts day and 4 watts at night. Applications for new stations, Blue Diamond, Nevada, looking to put one on 1020 kilohertz, applying for U4, 5,000 watts day, 250 watts night. 1330, Prescott Valley, Arizona, applying for U4, 800 watts day, 250 watts night. Dismissals and deletions, 720 WVOA, DeWitt, New York, throws in the towel, license canceled, call deleted, per their request. 930 WLVF, Haines City, Florida, calls it quits. Same thing with 1260 KTUE, Tulia, Texas. And 1340 WFSH, Valparaiso, Niceville, Florida. They've signed off for the last time. Bill Hale worked there in the 1970s. 1400 WOBG, Clarksburg, West Virginia, has been silent for more than a year. Bill Swiger, did you have any part in this? Unless a silent STA is acquired, the station will be toast in a month. 1490 WPNT, South Bend, Indiana, has either been silent or operating with 200 watts from a long wire antenna since January of 2010. Their license expired in April, and they did not file for renewal, so scratch them out of the logbook. 1490 WPNT, South Bend, Indiana, license canceled, call deleted. Returning to the airwaves is WIIN 780, Ridgeland, Mississippi, back on with country, simulcasting WUSJ 96.3 Madison and using US 96 as a slogan. KMPH 840, Modesto, California, has returned, this time with Spanish religion. WMPW 970, Danville, Virginia, returns to the air with Rhythmic AC as AMP 103.7, simulcasting W279AO 103.7 in Danville. KXPD 1040, Tigard, Oregon, is back, this time with Chinese from China Radio International. KUDO 1080 Anchorage, Alaska, returns with Fox Sports using the slogan AM 1080, the ticket. WTJH 1260 East Point, Georgia, has returned with Black Gospel. WVZN 1580 Columbia, Pennsylvania, is back on with Spanish religion. And these stations are reported as silent. KVOC 1230 Casper, Wyoming. WPLY 960 Pocono, Pennsylvania. WTYL 1290 Tylertown, Mississippi. WDOD 1310 Chattanooga, Tennessee. WBHV 1330 Somerset, Ohio. KWMO 1350 Washington, Missouri. KFCR 1490 Custer, South Dakota. WNWR 1540 Philadelphia. They're all off. If they return to the air, let us know. And the M Street cash register keeps on running. A fine of $25,000 has been assessed to KBPO 1150 Port Neches, Texas, for willful and repeated violations concerning failure to maintain a main studio with a meaningful management and staff presence. and willful and repeated violations concerning failure to maintain a public inspection file. WKWL 1230 Floralla, Alabama has been fined $1,500 for failure to file for a renewal in a timely manner. A fine of $9,000 assessed to WGIV 1370 Pineville, North Carolina for failure to properly maintain their public inspection file. KZER 1250 Santa Barbara, California fined $6,000 for failure to register its two towers with the FCC and FAA. KZUE 1460 El Reno, Oklahoma is fined $4,000 for a late filing for license renewal and operating after the term of the license had expired. Clear Channel Communications has donated KFXN 690 Minneapolis and WTOC 1360 Newton, New Jersey to the Minority Media and Telecommunications Council. Hey, Clear Channel, how about donating a station to the National Radio Club? Chattanooga's oldest station, WDOD 1310, has signed off after 86 years, as we noted a moment ago. The owner is selling the 22 acres associated with the station to the Baylor School and turning in the license to the FCC, this according to the Chattanoogan newspaper. The station had most recently been running in a simulcast with WDEF 1370. General Manager Bernie Barker says the equipment was very old. WDOD signed on April 23, 1925. Original owners Norman Thomas and Earl Winger were in the business of making crystal radio sets, so for them and others, it seemed like a natural extension of the business to operate a radio station that would get people to buy their sets. Many department stores that sold radio receivers did the same thing and became station owners. In the case of Chattanooga's WDOD, it retained the same call letters for its entire existence. The AM signed off the air for the last time on Wednesday, June 1st. Mexico's spectrum regulating authority, COFETEL, has made a ruling which allows HD radio on all AM and FM stations. Our southern neighbor first authorized HD in 2007 for stations within 200 miles of the U.S. border, but this action allows the technology to be used on all stations anywhere in Mexico. And mark your calendars, November 9th, that's a Wednesday, 2 p.m., November 9th, Eastern Standard Time. Every broadcast station licensed by the FCC will be, or should be, participating in the first nationwide emergency action system test. This means that no matter what station you're listening to, you'll be hearing that famous message, which will last between 3 and 3.5 minutes. The test will consist of the emergency action notification code, followed by the audio message, and finishing with the end of message, or EOM code. The Emergency Action Termination, or EAT code, will not be used. There was a test already conducted in Alaska, which revealed a lot of faults in the system, and lessons were learned by both the stations and the government agencies involved, including the FCC and FEMA. Each station must report to the FCC whether or not the test was run successfully, and the feds indicated fines will be in order if the test is not complied with. Well, with thanks to Perry Crabble, Wayne Heinen, Jeff Kitsko, Tim Noonan, Dave Schmidt, Al Tobia, Jim Weber, and Radio World Online, that's it for this edition of the AM Switch. If you have news or updates that would benefit others by knowing about it, let us know and we'll get the word out. If it sounds like I was rushing through this a little bit, I am, because I want to hear Mark Durenberger go crazy. I'm Dave Alpert in the West Coast studio for the DX Audio Service. Now, here's Madman Mark.
Tampa. Everybody hear me?
Is this thing on?
Here's the microphone.
Roll tape, please.
Check, check.
Stand by, everybody.
And UID.
Thanks, Dave, and hello, everyone, from Edina, Minnesota. It's August here and everywhere, and that means it's time for a break from our station reporting and band scans for our annual Midsummer Madness. And today we're going to start by picking on the networks, sharing a few embarrassing moments from their news and sports departments. And there were many. Dave, you being a network news guy, will be able to empathize. You know, it's funny. With today's highly automated radio operations, the screw-ups we're about to hear probably wouldn't happen. In almost every case, there was a human element involved, usually behind the scenes. But in front of the mic, where the announcer was left hanging, you can get a real sense of their predicament. After all, the announcer is in a separate booth and can see but not hear what the engineers are doing. All the talent hears is what's going out on the network to millions of listeners. Let's pick on CBS first.
And so for Pepto-Bismol and Sunday News Special, this is Walter Cronkite saying good night. Good night.
Well, Walter Cronkite's problem did originate in the announce booth, but you can be sure the engineers on the other side of the glass were rolling on the floor. But now it's time to put the shoe on the other foot.
Wynn Elliott, Weekend Worldwide Sports, sponsored in part by Kelly Springfield Tires. In the National Football League, O.J. Simpson led the Buffalo Bills to a 45-31 win over New England, while down in Miami, the Colts again surprised everybody in the ballpark. Don Shula thought his Dolphins, who've been unbeatable in the Orange Bowl, would then take command.
So the biggest victory prior to this one was when we were down against Buffalo, and we came from 21 points behind to win.
Well, that happened to be Joe Thomas talking about his the Baltimore club, but Don Shula, if he had been with us, as we had planned, would have said that he thought the Miami team would take command, but Baltimore turned it completely around and instead did to Miami what Miami usually does to the opponents. Oh, some postmortems, we call them memories of yesterday's college football season. Oklahoma's coach Barry Switzer, after winning the Big Eight in the Orange Bowl bid that met with it yesterday, he felt so good about beating Nebraska 35-10.
When you come from behind and 11 victories in a row and don't stub your toe once, just check and see how many other people have done that.
Well, I did. You know, my mother told me there'd be days like this. That was Woody Hayes, who was so happy over the fact that Ohio State defeated Michigan. I wish I could be. Down in Miami last night, now a lot of crazy things happened down there because of that moon that goes over, you know. It affects people's thinking, but it had nothing to do with the comprehensions of Dan Devine. He's had a tough season. He only won 8. He doesn't get a bowl bid. And somebody mentioned that to him and said, you got to be unhappy.
We had a string of 23 games where we were unbeaten, but 13.
Now, that was Dave, who's going to grow old, but at the moment, he's still young. I think I should announce who is the technician on this program eventually. Dan Devine then told me, and you'll have to believe it by EST or ESP, that it has not been an unhappy season for him. It's one of the happiest of his life, and he wants to keep going in Notre Dame. I was going to say something about the Heisman Trophy, but I think we really deserve the booby. Let's try it, because this is the season to talk about the Heisman Trophy. Remember Chuck Munsey, who led the sensational season for California yesterday against Stanford? He got 160 yards and 4 touchdowns. Does Munsey like the idea of winning the trophy?
He's just showing it today. You know, he catches the ball, he runs with it, runs over people, he runs around people, and you know, he jumps over people, and he's just unbelievable. He's the best back I've ever played with in my life.
That was Johnny Roth, the quarterback, who's played with Munsey all this time, and he knows how good Chuck is, and he wasn't going to leave him standing there in the middle. Like, now I know the meaning of the phrase, what hath God wrought? And that's what happiness is. I've never had a program that started and finished like this and bent so badly in the middle. The last I heard, Oakland and Washington, they were tied 23-all, and so am I. Wynn Elliott, the Weekend Worldwide Sports for the CBS Radio Network.
Poor Wynn Elliott wasn't the only victim.
Let's pick up the play-by-play at that point with a score tied 1-1 and the face-off in Rangers' zone. Here's Rick Weaver now of WBBM in Chicago. Well, we don't have a report from Rick Weaver in Chicago right now. We'll turn now to news of bowling. Jim Stefanich is on our Sports Central line. And, Jim, we're going to ask you now if you were worried at any time when you fell behind in the scoring. We'll hope to hear from Jim after this message.
And CBS's production problems weren't limited to sports.
Memphis, Tennessee this morning examines the results of a local election of more than local interest. We'll hear the story now from Memphis and Russ Hodge.
The rehearsal for the Rockefeller Rasmussen wedding was held this morning in the white frame church at Cigna outside Christiansand, with all the participants present except Governor Nelson Rockefeller.
I'm sorry, we will interrupt that report to tell you that we are now listening to a report on the preview of the Rockefeller wedding from Alexander Kendrick in Christiansand. Well, we'll try again to get that report from...
Now back to CBS News in New York.
Well, that was indeed Alexander Kendrick in Christiansand, and we'd like to apologize for the temporary confusion.
ABC wasn't immune from these sorts of problems either.
The American Broadcasting Company presents Headline Edition with Taylor Grant.
In Washington, General Bradley's speech today was one of several interesting news developments dealing with our military defenses. Here's a summary by Gunner Back. We seem to be unable to contact Washington at this time. Let's try once again. Our cue to Washington is, here is a summary by Gunner Back. Sorry, we seem to be unable for some inexplicable reason, to contact correspondent Gunner back in Washington, even as we have contacted him every night for the past 8 years. Well, now then, to the nation's sports fans, the biggest news in quite a while is building tonight in Chicago, where world heavyweight champion Rocky Marciano is about to meet that challenge from ex-champ Jersey Joe Walcott. We sent correspondent Tom Casey to the weighing-in ceremonies today, and he recorded this report at that dramatic scene. Well, Mother told me there would be days like this. Shall we try once again for Chicago? Calling Tom Casey in Chicago. Let's see what else we have in the news to talk about this evening on a memorable headline edition, at least to me. Suppose we come back to you in just a moment or two. On this cue, I'll be back in a minute with more news.
Headline Edition is one of over 60 top ABC news shows brought to you each week by a distinguished staff of reporters, analysts, and commentators. ABC specializes in swift, accurate, and complete reporting of the latest happenings here and abroad. That kind of news coverage doesn't just happen. A trained newsman fills in the coloring that... A trained newsman fills in the coloring that brings the event to life, but it takes an experienced correspondent to know how that event fits the overall news pattern. Now, here again is Taylor Grant and Headline Edition.
Portions transcribed, but portions, that's today's Headline Edition.
And to make it a network hat trick, NBC's version of on-air frustration. And with your keen ears, you'll also pick up another artifact that appeared on most of the NBC monitor shows. The clicking sound when the microphones are turned on and off. Poor engineering when they built the monitor studios. But what blows my mind is that the engineers in the control room either didn't hear this, or if they did, they didn't care. And it went on for years.
Now, a monitor sports special. Another report on the $100,000 All-Star Bowling Tournament. Here's Sam Levine at Convention Hall, Philadelphia. Well, I guess we're having a little problem down there with the storm or something. We can't get a hold of Sam Levine. Is he there now? Okay, Sam, go.
All in Philadelphia for Monitor Sports.
That's it. We are still going to try and get Sam Levine. I'm trying to figure out what's going on here. Fellas, are we going to try and get... Okay, all right. When I say go, you, the next voice you hear will be that of Sam Levine.
Since we...
Well, you can't win them all, friends.
Most of what you've heard was caused by either engineering screw-ups or poor communications among talent, engineer, and a producer who was in the middle of these things and generally responsible for getting the audio inserts in the right order. But there are times when there's no one else to blame but the engineer.
CBS News correspondent Steve Rowan, who served as anchorman on the broadcast, reports.
32 100 members of the Senate are firmly committed to supporting the Nixon administration safeguard system.
Yes, folks, that was the sound of a tape recorder going on the air and being switched from low speed to high speed while it was on the network. Remember this show?
Candid Microphone.
Alan Funt's Candid Microphone ran on the network in the late 1940s.
This is a special edition featuring the best of Candid Microphone. It was a routine job for this truckman. At least that's what he thought when he was asked to stop by the office and pick up a trunk for delivery. He was unaware of the concealed microphone in the office and the concealed man in the trunk. Let's listen to the hilarious results.
You have to say where this trunk comes from?
No.
When you deliver it?
No, we don't have to. And you don't want, I don't have to.
And how much will it cost? It goes to East 90.
$12.
$12 for the whole thing?
Yeah.
All right. But now listen. You have to be very, very careful with the trunk and under no circumstances open it.
No. Why should we open it?
Good. All right. Be a little careful with it now.
Okay. Look, Ali. Oh. What's that?
Just be very gentle with it, will you?
Oh. What is it?
Never mind. Just take it.
It makes that noise. I want to know.
No, that's nothing. Just forget about that.
Come on, hurry up. We've been trying to get rid of this thing since last night.
But
what is it? I don't know what it is.
Never mind. Deliver it to 180.
Give us a slip.
What do you mean a slip?
I want to have a signature. I deliver it there. I want to have a signature signed for that.
Make out a slip for them now.
Like, can't you tell us what it is?
No, it's none of your business what's
in
the
trunk. Yeah, but it makes that kind of noise. Why does it make it that noise? I don't know.
There's no noise. You don't hear anything.
What do you mean I don't hear anything?
Come on, Phil. We've been waiting since last night. Let's get this thing out of here.
Gives me the creeps, the handles, when I don't know what it is.
Oh, come on. Don't be silly.
Why don't you want to tell me what it is?
Never mind what it is. Do you ask everybody what's in the trunk?
Who's paying for it?
We are. Come on, Widow. We got to get some work done here.
All right, pays for delivery.
All right. Here's $20. You can keep the change.
They're surely they're going to take it.
They'll take it. Don't answer any questions about it or anything else.
It really gives me the creeps.
Why does it give you the creeps?
Because it makes so many...
Oh, never mind that nonsense.
Nonsense. All right, but when he doesn't want to take it,
he'll leave it. He'll just leave it and go.
Leave it and go.
That's all.
At least you should lock it.
It is clasped from both sides.
Listen, when the guy doesn't want to take it, you know what he'll do? He could take a cop and...
Never mind a cop. That's none of your business what's in there. It's none of his business. You're delivering a truck. You got orders from us. Come on. The locks are securely fastened.
It'll open, too.
No, it won't open. How are you got? Truck downstairs?
Yeah, yeah. You want to ride with us?
Do I want to ride with you? No.
You're going to make a lot of noise. You going to make noise?
It might. I don't hear much, though.
Here's your $20 to look for another truckman.
Time for another visit with our very own Story Lady.
The Story Lady was a takeoff on a very successful program series for children. This version of the Story Lady was produced and sold to disc jockeys for short drop-ins to their radio shows. And while it emulated the real Story Lady, it always seemed to have a gnarly twist at the end.
It's time now, once again, for the Story Lady.
Hello, boys and girls. Today's story is one that I'd like to call The Pony Express. Once upon a time, two men named Mr. Wells and Mr. Fargo had a marvelous dream. Since it was very difficult and took a long, long time to get a letter from the East Coast to the West Coast, they devised a system called The Pony Express. It was a daring venture whereby a select group of brave men would ride rapidly across the breadth of the nation, stopping at relay stations along the way to change on to fresh horses. With great fanfare and ceremony, the first rider took the mail in New York and headed westward to Pennsylvania, then Ohio, across the Missouri, Kansas, Oklahoma, and into New Mexico and then Arizona. Finally, the rider raced into California, but there, alas, the project met its downfall. The Pony Express became hopelessly lost somewhere around the Sunset Boulevard off-ramp of the Los Angeles freeways and was never heard from again.
Thank you, Story Lady. Be listening next time, boys and girls, when the Story Lady will tell the chilling tale of Wyatt Earp and the gunfight at the Roger Wagner Corral.
We've got a little bit of time left, so here's one more. Probably the best produced bit created for radio program insertion was a series that came out of Chicago in the 1960s. It was a special example of very well-produced radio and the sort of production that could never be done on television. Remember?
This is Midland City. Sprawling metropolis with canyons of steel and neon tubing, with an 18-lane bowling alley, a nearly completed discotheque, and that's it.
Office of the police commissioner. Oh, yes, Mayor, he's in. Just one moment. What? No, I don't mind. If you'd prefer that. One moment, Your Majesty. Commissioner.
Yes, I am.
It's the mayor calling.
How you doing, King?
This is Miss Hellfinger, your secretary.
Well, make up your mind.
The King is on the phone. He'd like your report on crime and or evil.
No, tell the King crime is up, evil is down.
Is that possible?
How about crime is down, evil is up?
That's going to be your report? That's how it's going?
Yes, going good.
Crime is going good?
Probably
going
to be one of our best years.
Anything else?
Yes, tell the King that at our present level of sin, debauchery and gambling continues. Uh-huh. We'll have tourists coming out of our ears.
Okay, Commissioner.
Every night will be Saturday night.
Yes, fine.
You'll be swinging.
Hello, Mayor. Your Majesty, the Commissioner regrets to report that crime has increased substantially and significantly in Midland City. What do you mean this is going to be a swinging town? Aren't you supposed to be against sin, debauchery, and gambling? No, I'm not some kind of a religious fanatic. Yes, Your Majesty, just a moment, I'll ask him. Commissioner.
Yes, I am.
The Mayor.
Who?
The King wants to know if you have a suggestion for fighting the increase in crime.
Oh, yes.
Go ahead.
What we need is a special type of crime fighter.
And what type do you have in mind?
Oh, some kind of religious fanatic would probably do it very well.
Well, it certainly appears that Midland City is severely losing the fight against crime and or evil, doesn't it? From whence will help come for this giant metropolis? That's not so big in the first place. It could be such a good fighter anyway, to tell the truth.
Yes, may I help you?
How do you do?
I'm looking for a costume.
Well, what did you have in mind?
Something that will strike terror into the hearts of criminals everywhere.
I see. Well, how about this?
No, I don't think so.
Why not try it on?
Very well.
Here, I'll help you.
Thank you.
There you are. Now, take a look in the mirror.
Not bad. I wonder if you would permit me to conduct a quick experiment outside this store.
Certainly.
Pardon me, sir.
Yeah?
Are you by chance a vicious criminal?
Uh-huh.
Fine. Would you take a look at this costume I'm wearing?
Yeah.
Do you feel anything strange? Anything at all?
Yeah.
And what is that?
I'd like to kiss you.
Kiss me?
Yeah.
How do you account for that?
Because you look like an adorable bunny rabbit.
Well, how did it go?
What else do you have?
A teddy bear and a chicken.
A teddy bear?
And to be cute.
Wrap up the chicken, please.
Well, this is an interesting development, isn't it? Yes, I think it is. And therefore, not too much later.
How do you do?
Yes?
I have a newspaper ad here I'd like to run.
Oh, swell, I'd love to hear it.
It should read as follows.
Yes?
For hire, the most fantastic crime fighter the world has ever known.
Yes?
It shall be my sacred duty to seek out all criminals in the city streets and dark alleys. No matter where they hide, I shall pursue them night and day. I will give them no rest until they have been crushed by one blow from my mighty fist.
Boy, a real religious fanatic.
Several days later, in the basement of a white frame house on the suburban outskirts of Midland City.
Hello, this is the chicken cave.
Is this the most fantastic crime fighter the world has ever known?
That's right, but this is an unlisted number. How do you account for having it?
It was in your newspaper ad.
That would account for it.
I'm calling for the police commissioner of Midland City.
He's not here.
Thank you. How quickly can you come over and crush some crime?
How quickly can you open your office window?
One window is already open.
I'm on my way.
Good. I'll inform the... Hello?
How do you do? I am the wonderful white-winged warrior, and I think I'm bleeding to death.
You're the most fantastic crime fighter the world has ever known?
Yes. Notice the large white wings?
Yes. I also noticed blue jeans and sneakers.
Yes. I didn't have time to change completely.
I see.
So I brought my suitcase along.
Isn't that Mickey Mouse in your T-shirt?
Of course not. It's Donald Duck.
Oh.
You see, these are my secret identity clothes.
You have a secret identity.
What's that?
I asked if you had a secret identity.
Do you think I'd tell you?
Okay.
Wouldn't be a secret if I went around blabbing everybody.
There's a big broom closet in the commissioner's office.
Well, give me 5 minutes and I'll have it behind bars.
It's a place to change clothes.
Oh, fine. I'll just go to the closet. Pardon me.
Yes?
Where is your big broom closet?
Over there.
Thank you.
Yes, Commissioner.
Would you explain why some religious fanatic wearing a Mickey Mouse T-shirt would go into my broom closet?
It's Donald Duck.
Donald Duck is a religious fanatic?
No, on the T-shirt.
No.
That was your crime fighter. He's changing into his costume.
Pardon me, please.
Yes.
My zipper is off the track in the back. I wonder if you would...
Yes, of course. I'd be happy to.
By the way, I don't believe we've met.
Yes, I am the police commissioner.
How do you do? As soon as I get zipped up, I'll be Chicken Man.
Yes, I'm working on it. Now, about your crime-fighting hours...
Well, it'll have to be on weekends, I'm afraid, Commissioner.
On weekends?
Oh.
Sorry.
Yes, you see, I sell shoes Monday through Friday for a large Midland City department store.
Oh.
And weekends are my only 2 days off.
Oh.
I'm sorry you're disappointed.
It's not that. My tie is caught in your zipper.
Oh.
Wow. And so is born this day in Midland City a white-winged warrior who will strike terrific terror into the hearts of criminals everywhere. And he will wing his way throughout the skies of Midland City, always alert to crime and or evil, always prepared to leap into instant action.
Always with a police commissioner attached to his back.
Hang on, Commissioner. I'm hanging.
Incredible radio production. So ends the story of how Chicken Man began to fight crime and or evil. And thus ends our own tale of Midsummer Madness. Mark Dernberger here for the DX Audio Service. Next month, we'll get back to being a little more serious about radio. We'll pick up on our monopole broadcasts, those daytime series, as we round the corner out west and start heading for the eastern states. We'll bring you a short band scan from the Four Corners area, where Arizona, New Mexico, Utah, and Colorado meet. And then we'll, on our way east, pick up a band scan from Kansas. And, of course, we'll continue our State of the Station broadcasts. And if you see merit to our efforts or have some suggestions for changes, we'd love to hear from you. My email address, mark4@dernberger.com. Mark with a K, the number 4, and Dernberger is spelled D-U-R-E-N-B-E-R-G-E-R. It's really nice to hear from you and to correspond with you. So, until we meet again,
Good listening, the Xers.
Thanks, Mark. And before we flip over to side two, a little secret about how Mark gets his great reception. You think it's just that Perseus radio? What about the Kingsford? Yeah, the charcoal.
Mix 94.1, it's John Tesh. Wake up weekdays to Kathy and Rick.
Intelligence for your life. It's what we do. The John Tesh Radio Show.
And right now what we're going to do is hit you with a couple of Intelligence for Your Life tidbits. First, are you using an old portable radio to play the John Tesh Radio Show at your beach barbecue? If all you're getting is static, no matter how much you move the antenna around, try this. Put a couple of pieces of charcoal on top of the radio. The porous coal will attract electromagnetic radio waves and transfer them to the stereo. Improving your reception gives you crystal clear reception all day long.
Now you know the rest of the story. We'll be back with Side 2 in just a moment.
You stay classy, San Diego.
What are you doing on our station's turf, Burgundy?
Come get a taste.
Since April of 1985, this is the DX Audio Service, a nonprofit organization devoted to the radio listening hobby.
At this time, please turn over your tape to Side 2.